the happy, healthy B-A-B-Y.
Randy Jones, a star is born.
4 o'clock. Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Jane Metzler. Actress Felicity Huffman gets 14 days in federal prison after pleading guilty to fraud and conspiracy for paying $15,000 to bump up her daughter's SAT scores. She'll have to report to prison October 25th. The judge telling Huffman as she pronounced her sentence,
"For your rehabilitation, you can move forward and rebuild your life after this. Without this sentence, I think the community around you would ask you why you got away with this."
Fox's Molly Line in Boston.
Huffman's attorney is also asking that she serve, interestingly enough, in Dublin, California. That's the closest to where she lives. So, in essence, her attorneys did not get what they asked for. They wanted probation and community service in this case. Instead, we're seeing this rather short prison term. Essentially, they've been sentenced to these 14 days of incarceration.
Prosecutors pushed for 1 month in prison. And the Dow closing up 37, the NASDAQ down 17. America's listening to Fox News.
Welcome back to Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. It's All Request Friday. We got a full house sitting here. 84 is going to be joining us in a little bit as soon as he changes jorts. Rosie is here. And that's the unmistakable laugh of our mistress of ceremonies at Wednesday night's Knights of the Roundtable gatherings at Baumhauer's, LaDonna Brooks.
Hello.
Lovely LaDonna.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, I heard a comment you were making as I came back in, because I went out to check traffic. And by the way, right behind the building there, 85's doing good.
Good.
What was it you were...
I said, do the,
I did.
I know. I heard it. I got excited. I had to run upstairs, start dancing.
Hey, I have got breaking news from the
adorable
Rich Thomas.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
All right, we hit a new record high today. Who would like to guess what that temperature was? Rosie, you go first. The old high was 97. The old
99.
Was 99. LaDonna?
I'm going to say 100.
And,
Joey.
101.
The new high temperature record for September 13th. Joey.
Ooh. 101.
It just felt right.
Yeah, 101 degrees. That was around...
What?
430. No. The 4 o'clock airport temperature was 101.
Oh, wow.
And I would imagine that will start...
Oh, I didn't know you were talking about the airport.
The official temperature, the one they use. My car said 104 when I pulled into my space.
Did it really?
And it's pretty accurate, generally, but I don't think it's 104 degrees.
I know it's hot.
Let me ask you, since we haven't really had a chance to talk in a bit, are you a superstitious person this Friday the 13th?
Nah. And I don't... If a black cat walks up under a ladder, it doesn't bother me when I'll...
She'll pet it.
Exactly. Take it home.
Yeah, it'll probably do what she does. How about you, Joey? We never really discussed that. You have any superstitions?
Not that I know of, actually. I'm not, well, other than the rabbit's foot, I always wear them in my pocket.
Mm.
For good luck.
And I know Rosie is invulnerable to things like superstition, stuff like that.
Not Rosie.
But 1 in 3 Americans describe themselves as... superstitious. 10% say very superstitious. I would think that would be very limiting. You know, if you're constantly worried that if you don't repeat the same thing day in and day out, that somehow you're going to run into some bad luck.
I'll say I'm a creature of habit, but it's not a superstitious thing. It's more like I like doing what I'm used to doing.
When I was a kid, I wouldn't step on a crack because I didn't want to break my mama's back.
Same here.
Other than that,
we all did that. We all looked out for our mothers.
That's right.
Those sidewalk
cracks. Mama comes first.
And of course, the big news here at the Creedence Bluewater Revival Broadcasting Company is that young Joey is now the co-host of News and Views along with Jack Campbell.
Indeed.
You know, you got a couple of good name possibilities. You got Joey and Jack.
Yeah.
Clark and Campbell. I love alliteration. You know, I'm a big fan of that.
Well, we've been doing the alliteration a little bit with the rhyme. That's what just kind of popped up this morning. Welcome back to News and Views with Joey and Jack. And I'm like, you sure you don't want to do Jack and Joey? He's like, no. I'm like, thank you.
Well, it's...
I mean, I'm incredibly humble, though. So.
You are. You're humble. Anyway, this means we are going to... I mean, we're not in an all-fire rush, but this is... He's already working a crazy schedule now that he's got more than the Joey Clark Radio Hour. And you put a lot of work into that.
Yes.
So, 9 to noon's a big deal. And you've earned it. And I am jealous in that you get to work with Jack.
He's so much fun, man.
Oh, my God. I mean, many years ago, we were working in that studio downstairs that we hated briefly. I forget what year that was.
Okay, hold on.
I had some practice sidekicks come in on the morning show, me and Jay. This is before Rich was hired. And Jack came in and did the show with us one morning, and I felt bad because, you know, 6 in the morning is early for Jack, given his social demands. And he was hilarious. I mean, I would have picked him. But he was already engaged.
He is funny.
Speaking of funny, here is Rusty Aldridge.
And hello, everyone. I tell you what, that lady answering the phone, boy, she's a nice-sounding lady. I bet she's a wonderful person.
She is. That's Rosie. She is solid, man.
She's got a big old grin on her face right now.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Well, I understand, other than having a just as sweet as it could be phone screener there, that congratulations are in order.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Joey and Jack, you know, it's like first thing came to my mind was Jumping Jack, but I don't know. But so this is a new deal, huh?
You know, Rusty, I was thinking about this earlier because, and I use the word generation, I'm talking about maybe a 20 to 25 year period. I've been in the business a long time. Stuff like this was very common. There was always upward mobility because you didn't have this incestuous relationship today where you have these giant, uncaring national broadcasting companies trying to do radio on the cheap and really not compete because they're competing against themselves. So what's the incentive? That was a great time to be in radio, and, you know, everybody was looking to make it to the next big step. And so this doesn't happen as often as it used to, which makes it even more of an event, a moment, you know, in the history of News Talk and this market.
Joey has persevered and he's worked hard.
Put up with
and, you know, it's well deserved.
Well, thank you, Rusty.
Yeah. And I hope you take it and run with it and just do great things with it.
That's the plan.
And you got Jack back there, and he's egging you on. Y'all are going to support each other. I'm sure y'all are going to just do wonderful. I didn't catch most of it today. I'll try to get tuned in Monday because I sprang out of bed this morning. Oh gosh, about 10:30, and I missed some of the show. But I'm going to check it out Monday, and I wish you the best.
We're going to hit the ground running.
I got to tell you something.
Of course,
When Don Markwell retired, Rick said, "Why don't you do middays?" And I'm a team guy. My first reaction to that was, because nobody wants, you know, Markwell's shoes were rather big.
Big shoes, yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And it's...
Well, you know, when Marconi was working on the radio, he turned around and said, "Don, give me a screwdriver." I mean, that's how long Don had been in it. And, I mean, he was... you know, when he passed, when he went away, he took a lot of experience and a lot of knowledge with him.
And I'll never forget the morning I was up here. I think I was working on something, but I was throwing sound effects into George Norrie's show.
Mm.
And I swear I saw his image in the glass, which is now covered for TV purposes. We can't have that glass exposed while we're doing the television segment. Weekday mornings on CBS 8 and ABC 32, and it was almost like that happened because I was sort of breaking the rules a little bit. But I hear from people all the time, "Oh, I loved it when you used to do that." But then one crank, one sourpuss, some humor-impaired sourpuss...
All it takes is one.
...complained to the boss, and I had to stop.
Oh, I got in trouble for that when I was in Spokane.
Well, Rusty...
It was about five and...
In our generation, you weren't doing your job if you weren't in trouble from time to time, right?
I know, but it was when they first started playing those Viagra commercials on the radio.
Yeah.
It was about 18, 19 years ago. And one morning about 5:30, they were playing one. And I turned it down where you just could hear it, and it was Bender the Robot from Futurama going, "Oh, my God!" And the phone rang. I said, Don't do that during the commercial. Oh, sure. Okay.
Who was on the other end of that phone call, Rusty?
It was the general manager. I figured, you know, he was a young guy. I figured he was just coming home, probably, is what it was. But I can feel your pain on that. But it is hilarious when you do that. And, you know, sometimes it's always going to be a sourpuss. Joey, remember that. It's always going to be a sourpuss.
Oh, yeah. I'll watch my stuff, but not too much.
Somebody wants to kill your joy, but, you know. It's easier to get forgiveness than it is permission. So knowing that, go forward.
He's got a good
bold
point.
Bold words. I like that.
Yeah, it is easier.
I knew Greg would agree.
But you gotta break a few eggs to make a real mayonnaise.
There you go. That's a fact. and you can break them over your head if you like.
Rusty, thanks a lot for the call, man.
Take care, fella. And ladies.
And, of course, Rusty has a major presence on the morning show.
Yes, he does.
And I got to send him a check, too, now that I think about it.
That was pretty funny, that political one this morning.
Oh, yeah.
That was really funny.
He does all those top-of-the-hour openers for us.
And Rich telling him to shut up.
Yeah.
That's good.
We are working on a new one for Critters. And, by the way, you'll hear him later on, our most electrifying story of the day. And our rocket scientist. So we got a lot of ground yet to cover. It's also All Request Friday, 272-9228. And if you think you have what it takes to be a radio sidekick, we're going to be doing some auditions here. Because Joey doesn't care about us anymore.
Well, and if you think I'm just going to up and leave, nah, some of these sidekicks are going to have to go through some trials of strength.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. 417. Let me take a look at what's going on. If car shopping is part of your weekend itinerary and you're looking for a car for a new driver in the family, maybe a second vehicle for your family or business, you want to buy something you can depend on. And I'll never understand why you would take somebody's word for it. I see there's on Taylor Road, when you exit 85 and you go north, there's a little piece of asphalt there. And every day there's a car sitting there with a phone number in the window. Gamblers might like to shop for cars that way. If you want something you can depend on, go to Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, because there you see the creme de la creme of pre-owned vehicles with engines that have been vetted by the Ingram family team of mechanics, clean and pristine interiors, vehicles with good vehicle histories, and gleaming, beautiful bodies. And they've added a couple of new ones to the inventory. This week, 2016 Hyundai Elantra SE, that's the sports edition, only 78,000 miles on that. And they offer dozens of photos on these vehicles, so you can take the complete tour before you even leave your house. These cars look amazing. A couple of Volkswagens, a Jetta and a Passat, and a Jetta TDI, a Nissan Sentra, a Nissan Rogue. Wow, $5,700 for a Nissan Rogue, 2010. I can't tell the difference between this one and the one I own. That's what I drive, and I love the car. And many other options. You can shop at virtually any price category you're interested in. Look for the brand of vehicle you want or the type of vehicle at jackingram.com. See Tip Tames and his amazing team at 235 Northeastern Bypass. And by the way, if credit has kept you from purchasing a new vehicle, go see them. They have over 22 financing options for customers who have run into some bad credit luck. It happens to the best. This is Monet.
Monette.
See,
no.
Mum nut.
Mum nut. Wow. Mum nut.
Say my name.
How are you, Mum nut?
I've been okay, I guess. Well, anyway, and I need to talk to Jeremy.
Yes.
Yeah. But anyway, hi y'all. Are you taking what they call that Auburn prediction thing? Prediction time?
Well, it's on my Facebook page. You got to go to my Facebook page, look for the logo, and post your. You got internet, don't you?
I got wire between my ten hands.
Okay. Because I can't. I can't take them over the phone.
Yeah, I'm upgraded screen. Yeah. Anyway. Hey, y'all have a good day.
You too.
Thank you. We'll do our very best. Nice to hear from him. We don't take attendance, but sometimes I wonder. I haven't heard from Mumnut.
Well, sometimes the crown is heavy being king of the round tables.
Oh, true that.
Mm-hmm. Red Top.
Yeah, Greg, you said you took some German, so I'll say good talk to you.
Oh, V. Gates, Donde está la biblioteca?
Well, I think you got further than I did, but I was good talking, good morning.
Let me just be real clear. When it comes to German,
I know nothing.
Yes, and me too. We had a German guy that played trumpet for us in Atlanta, mm-hmm. when I was there 15 years, and we always tease him about the Germans and the Nazis, and we ask him, what you call a submarine in German? He goes, U-boat.
U-boat.
Yes. I guess the man was right. But there's one clip I hadn't heard in a long time, and it is of you, Suck It Up. You remember that one?
No. I don't know what you're talking
yes.
about.
It's hilarious.
You know when your foot was hurting?
Yes.
I had plantar fasciitis. It was a tragic, horrible thing.
Fascism?
No. Not plantar fascism. Plantar fasciitis.
Is that like a combination of agrarianism and old school fascism?
No, it's...
in fact, is that Rosie that sounds kind of like Susan Woody?
Well, LaDonna...
I think it's me.
It's LaDonna!
Yeah.
I'm the guilty party.
She sounds a little like Susan Woody when she laughs. That's what made me think of it.
Well, let's shop and compare.
Fight me!
Well put, Greg. Well put. But if you know which one I'm talking about, don't you? That was really funny. I'd love to hear it. And you guys have a good weekend. Enjoyed all the shows as usual. Roll Tide, go Trump. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks.
I don't know where to find it.
Joey knows exactly where it is.
I was going to say, isn't it called Suck It Up, Buttercup?
No.
Oh.
It's called
Suck It Up.
Like, if I pass away abruptly or something, and you, because what I want to have happen is to laugh and have the relive the great memories.
Yeah.
Except for this one. But it won't matter. I won't be able to complain.
Will it be a complete betrayal of your trust and our friendship if I, you know, instruct these people who are about to go through these trials of strength to be a sidekick and answer the phones and all the many embarrassing bits within the system?
Yeah, that would.
Okay, then I won't do it. Then I won't do it. You know, they'll have to find out for themselves.
Michael, good afternoon at 4:23.
Hey, y'all. It's good to hear y'all. Greg, I hate you lost your good sidekick. And Joey, I'm happy for you. You and Jack. I'm sure y'all going to have a great show.
No, thank you, Michael.
I don't think there's any doubt about that.
I know, Greg, you're going to keep up doing a great show. I hope you find you somebody that'll just at least sit in the seat that Joey's filled for so long. He's been good to us.
You know what I really want? I want somebody who dropped out of high school, isn't that bright, somebody whose mental capacity will make me seem like a frickin' genius. Because for 8 years, I've had to live with the... You graduated from Auburn, and I didn't finish college.
You're the one who keeps bringing that up.
Oh, that's going to be tough right there. Hey, what happened to Byron and David? Are they still going to be on the radio somewhere?
Byron.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I'm only work here.
Yeah, you'll have to get in touch with them.
Yeah, but you can find out.
I didn't know. I apologize. But I wish all of y'all the best. Thank y'all.
Nothing to apologize for, man. Forget it. Here is Randy from Snowden.
Hello, gentlemen. How y'all on this Friday afternoon?
We're feeling good. We're good, man. How are you?
That's great. So I understand through the grapevine that Joey's going to take the 9 to 12 hour over. Is that correct?
Along with Jack Campbell, yes.
Well, that's just now I can tune back into the 9 to 12 hour. That's all I'll say about that. I'm so glad to see it and make my day even better now that Joey and Jack's going to be in that time.
Well, I think it's fair to say, though, at this point, there are people that haven't listened to this station for 14 years because I'm here. And as soon as I go, they'll be able to listen again, too.
What?
I don't necessarily believe that. Greg, you're straightforward, but you're definitely not rude.
Thank you.
Just put it like that. But I'm glad to see Joey and Jack on there, and I'll be listening every minute of it.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. And of course, on Fridays, I'm even extra nicer because Rosie's here. And there's just something about Rosie that makes me behave.
She does have an effect on your behavior.
Yes, I can see that.
You improve him, Rosie. Like, I just make him feel, even though he's the one who constantly brings it up with the college degree and all that, you improve him. Inspire the best. I'm a bad influence on him.
I wore a clean shirt this afternoon.
And you look good today.
Here's the East of the Rockies.
Hey, good afternoon. Listen, I just had to call and brag about our Joey. You know, they grow up so fast.
Oh, man,
and
you're not kidding.
I'm going to get wistful here.
I wish I knew how to contact Bobby Goldsboro so I could get watching Joey grow done finally.
Maybe I'll do a cover. I'll just do it.
Yeah, you have
there you, yeah, you do a heavy metal cover. That would be great. Hey, look, but I do have to say this, that some of the finest conversational radio that I've heard in that time slot in a long time was this morning, and I thoroughly enjoyed it, Joey.
Thank you.
I'm hoping the best for you guys, and so there it is. But look, I went and put my prediction on the page. Greg, it's easy if I can do it. I look, you know, a caveman. But anyway, you guys have a great weekend, and Rosie, I love you.
Thanks, East. I love you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, we are at 426. It's time to buckle down here and get disciplined because I'm like 20 minutes behind in this
hour. Uh-oh.
But that's because we had a lot of great calls.
Yes.
And it's always good to get those. And I'm afraid that because we've taken all this extra time, there's just no room for that old suck it up. Right after this.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. As we roll through your Friday afternoon commute, Montgomery Skywatch traffic sees several accidents to tell you about this afternoon. We have one at Bibb and Coosa in the downtown area. If you're over on Taylor Road, we have an accident right at I-85 and Taylor Road, so be careful there. There's an accident at Woodley Road and Narrow Lane. And if you're headed towards I-85 northbound off of 65, look out because there's an accident right after you make the interchange. It's going to be a busy afternoon all afternoon long. Please be careful, watch the traffic around you, and get where you're headed safely. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big button, and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Juanita Abernathy, who wrote the business plan for the 1955 Montgomery bus boycott and took other influential steps in helping to build the American Civil Rights Movement, has died. She was 88. Family spokesman James Peterson confirmed she died Thursday at Piedmont Hospital in Atlanta following complications from a stroke. She's the widow of Reverend Dr. Ralph Abernathy. Police have made an arrest in the deadly shooting of an Alabama State University student. 23-year-old William Slater is charged with murder in the shooting death of 19-year-old Alexis Moss. Police say that shooting happened at an off-campus party in the 2200 block of Spruce Street early last Saturday morning. And a teenager has been arrested for making threats against Wetumpka High School yesterday. Wetumpka police say a 15-year-old is charged with making terrorist threats. Police evacuated the high school around noon Thursday until the all-clear was given. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not much change in our forecast right away, but we are watching the future progress of that tropical system in the Bahamas heading for Florida. For us, though, it's still mainly dry. Rain chances about 10%. The overnight low temperature tonight falls to about 72. Tomorrow, very hot again with a high temperature up to about 96. I'll bump the rain chances up slightly to about 20%. Widely scattered storms. Maybe a better chance of showers and thunderstorms by the time we get into Sunday and Monday. Depending on the future track of that tropical system, we've got our eyes on it, and we'll keep you up to date. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chests and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery in my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices, mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beauty Rest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear. The Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No holds, layaways, or returns.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughnette Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in at night wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter and a good man and has lots of stories for the little kids.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food. And we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The following segment is not funny.
So other than the fact I can hardly walk, I'm doing...
Oh, I knew. See, you can't go. You can't do it, can you? You just can't refrain from sharing your maladies with everybody. Needy, needy, needy. I said it yesterday. You've proved it.
So I'm so upset about this heel. I'm doing so well. My power walk, and I want to stop because I got a sore heel. What can I do?
Cue the music.
No.
If you're going to whine, you need the music.
Let me just tell you something.
Go ahead and get it all out.
Driving to the 24-hour Walgreens, because Adams Drugs is not open overnight, unfortunately, is an adventure in this town. Meet some interesting people.
And why were you going to Walgreens?
Because I needed...
In the middle of the night, in the wee hours of the morning.
Something I could stick in my shoe that would give me some cushion.
Oh. And did that help? No?
No.
Oh. Poor little
soldier. You know, I'm putting creams and salves and...
Oh, no.
Pungent smelling
two pain. Old goats.
Todd, good morning.
Hey, Todd.
Morning, how are y'all?
Good, how are
We're
you?
We're just good. Well, actually, Greg has this heel thing going on.
Oh, wait a minute. Since you brought that up.
Oh, wait, that's, yeah.
Jay, I
that's
need you
what
to...
I'm calling about.
Oh, you are?
Yes, I am. Greg, my brother, my younger brother was in the Marine Corps. And with all the hiking and all that they do, they have sore feet. And he told me the advice that he got to take care of it. And just go to your nearest grocery store and go to the paper goods aisle. And, you know, the styrofoam plates, disposable plates?
Yeah.
Find those and look on the top shelf. There'll be a box of straws. Take one out, suck it the hell up. That's what my brother was told by his drill instructor when he thought he broke his ankle.
Listen to that evil cackle. I'm only silent because I'm busy writing all this advice down. It's not funny. It's not that funny.
It is that funny.
Craig.
It's not that
funny. Some things never get old.
Sounds like we already have something for best of 2015.
I believe we have a box of straws in the kitchen.
She's so tickled.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Now, hold on. Jay's going to give you the number for Mary with microphones so you can call and entertain them sometime, too.
Another show that doesn't exist.
I bet they don't whine. Oh, my goodness.
I don't want to do the show anymore.
Man.
I think.
Sorry, Greg. That was a benefit to the show. I'm sorry.
I think the pain threshold has reached a level now where I should go seek medical treatment immediately.
I thought we were about to get some weird remedy. Like, well, you take that styrofoam and you rub it all over yourself, and that'll heal your endorphins and make your mystical...
When
he said styrofoam plates, I'm starting to think, okay, I'm going to trace the pattern of my shoe on the styrofoam, and I'll cut out, and the styrofoam will cushion the heel. That sounded like...
I had no idea.
Oh, that was absolutely... priceless. Todd, that was great.
Do call us again in 2016.
And the delivery was so perfect. Oh, my goodness.
Well, maybe it would be a better show if I left and went to the ER and Todd finished it with you.
Next time you're on vacation, we can get in touch with Todd and have him just come on in.
Maybe he'll seem to find you as cute as you think you are. Is everybody happy now?
You know what we love about you, Greg? Your ability to laugh at yourself.
No, that is funny.
It is funny.
You know, because I remember that morning very vividly. And I honestly thought that if you made an insert for your shoe out of the styrofoam, that would somehow
fix the
problem. I think
everybody was expecting
right.
that.
And then the suck of the hell up came out, and I thought, well...
No. Y'all both bit that hook so much.
I did. Nobody wants to admit.
I'm telling you, that was deep. That was like down in the gills.
Yeah.
I mean, hooked. I got hooked. I heard it live, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
Where's
okay.
this going?
And I mean, Lauren like gets out of the bed and runs in the den. She's like, what are you cackling about? I was like, oh, baby, this is hilarious. You missed it.
Oh, by the way, from listener Karen, it's J&J every day from 9 till noon.
Ooh, yeah.
J&J.
J&J.
Yeah.
I'm a little jealous because you get to work with Jack, and, of course, he gets to work with you. That should be a lot of fun. You know, and he knows everybody
he
in this town. It's amazing.
Never meets a stranger.
And, by the way, I heard him... say something to the effect that, you know, he's pointing out old where something used to be.
Yeah.
I love that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We have done whole shows called Gone But Not Forgotten. We'll do one soon. Will you help me remember to do that?
I will.
What's the fancy word you call Jack? Like bon
Jack Quest.
Bon vivant.
So it's almost like the bon vivant and the hermit in the morning.
Kind of, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget. My favorite Jack Campbell memory is, I don't mean to say that like, well, he's passed and he's no longer...
Bless him.
God rest his soul.
We love you, Jack.
I'd taken Mrs. Rutabaga to Old Cougardale for dinner, and we were walking past that place that's next to Filet and Vine. I forget, it's a bar of some type.
The Pine Bar.
Yes, and I see a large crowd... gathered out in front. There was outdoor seating, and somebody, and they're laughing and carrying on, and so I decided to kind of like wander over and see what was going on, eavesdrop a little bit, and it was Jack Campbell holding court. He was had that entire group in the palm of his hand. I said, that's pretty cool. It is 4:40 on his talk 93.1 FM. Now, you got it. You can't stay, right?
I can't stay long.
Because we got a break here. But
I can probably stay to the break. One more segment.
All right. And
I'm trying out for Joey. I heard Joey's looking for another job. So
No. Joey's got another job.
Well, then somebody can wiggle in and get me a job up here. I see the car he drives. I know how much money he makes.
Yeah. Stop it.
Maybe I can be your sidekick and get that coin.
That's how you do it. He's got the little mobile, and, you know, everybody notices Joey driving down the street. Me, I like blending in with my Nissan Rogue from Jack Ingram's signature.
That's for you learned the hard way.
Yeah. I can't tell that story with Rosie here, though.
Like I said, she's a good influence on you.
Yeah. I couldn't do it.
Look
Whereas
at you. Look
she's
at your face, Rosie.
She really is right now. She's like the angel in your shoulder, and I'm a bit of a devil.
If her,
it really does look like that because you're wearing red and she's wearing white. I mean, that's just perfect.
If her grin was any more Cheshire, she would have feathers hanging off her lower lip. Seriously. And somewhere, somebody's missing a canary. Gulf States Mobility and Wetumpka, what a great company, and so proud to have them as a long-term sponsor here on Happy Hour. A company that's devoted to, well, situations like the one that Donnie Davis has had to cope with a major mobility issue. They step into those situations and help restore choices, and they work with everybody from our wounded heroes coming home from serving overseas, sustaining a wound in battle that sometimes leads to a temporary, short-term or long-term or permanent disability. And what they like to do, because their clients want to do as much on their own as they can, there's something about these situations that really rouses the human spirit of independence. And they work with their clients to restore as many choices as possible as they're going through the period of rehabilitation and recovery. With technologies, many of which are invented right there in their workshop at 1647 Coosa River Parkway in Wetumpka. They change lives there for the better, lives that have gotten that tough break with a mobility impairment. Their number is 514-6590. We always ask that you visit Gulf States Mobility on Facebook and like them just to say thanks for the ability to come and go as you need to without limitation. We're at 442. We have traffic, Fox Business, and Rich's forecast. I believe the record we sent, I just got a note from him a moment ago. Record was set at 100.8 today. So the record of 97 set in 1991 falls. Traffic, 443.
We're rolling through the middle of the 4 o'clock rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region, and we see quite a few delays for you this afternoon. There's an accident on the East Boulevard at Monticello that's near the interstate, so that's going to cause a big problem for you. We also see one in the downtown area at Bibb and Coosa Streets. There is an accident on Taylor Road right at I-85, and we still see the police working an accident at Woodley Road and Narrow Lane. Please be careful out there. We see some jam-ups on the interstate. It looks like they may still be working that accident that's on I-85 northbound right at Court Street. There's a delay at the interchange there. And there's a slowdown on I-85 between Taylor Road and Chantilly. Please be careful, watch where you're headed this afternoon, and get where you're going safely. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration is September 23rd to October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Closing mixed and notching their third consecutive week of gains, with the Dow rising 37 points for its eighth straight session of gains, the Nasdaq down 18, S&P 500 down 2. And it looks like the final credits have rolled for MoviePass. Its parent company, Helios and Matheson Analytics, is set to close down its business permanently on Saturday and is considering a sale of its assets, including its MoviePhone and MoviePass film business. With MoviePass, you can pay a flat monthly fee to watch flicks at many local theaters for around $9.95 a month, but attempts to revive the embattled subscription movie service have apparently failed. And Whole Foods is cutting healthcare benefits for its part-time workers, who now have to work at least 30 hours a week to qualify for medical coverage, up from the 20 hours a week it currently requires. The grocer is making the change to better meet the needs of their business and create a more equitable and efficient scheduling model. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Three Barsky.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
From
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Police have made an arrest in the deadly shooting of an Alabama State University student. 23-year-old William Slater is charged with murder and the shooting death of 19-year-old Alexis Moss. Police say that shooting happened at an off-campus party in the 2200 block of Spruce Street early last Saturday morning. And a teenager has been arrested for making threats against Wetumpka High School yesterday. Wetumpka police say a 15-year-old is charged with making terrorist threats. Police evacuated the high school around noon Thursday until the all-clear was given. Juanita Abernathy, who wrote the business plan for the 1955 Montgomery bus boycott and took other influential steps in helping to build the American Civil Rights Movement, has died. She was 88. Family spokesman James Peterson confirmed she died Thursday at Piedmont Hospital in Atlanta following complications from a stroke. She's the widow of Reverend Dr. Ralph Abernathy. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. Not much change in our forecast right away, but we are watching the future progress of that tropical system in the Bahamas heading for Florida. For us, though, it's still mainly dry. Rain chances about 10%. The overnight low temperature tonight falls to about 72. Tomorrow, very hot again with a high temperature up to about 96. I'll bump the rain chances up slightly to about 20%. Widely scattered storms. Maybe a better chance of showers and thunderstorms by the time we get into Sunday and Monday. Depending on the future track of that tropical system, we've got our eyes on it, and we'll keep you up to date. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Thanks for calling Tire City. This is Jared. How can I help you?
Jared, is it true?
Is what true?
That Tire City is now selling Ford tires for the price of three.
Absolutely. Buy three tires, get the fourth free.
You can't do that.
Yes, we can. We got a great deal on a truckload of tires, and we're passing the savings on.
Oh, come on, Jared. You must be losing your shirt on every sale.
Nah. Well, maybe some.
Hey, Jared, what happened to your shirt?
My tires, expert service.
You do it right to keep your landscape in shape. Lowe's is here to help with savings on the tools and supplies you need to make it happen. Clean up leaves quickly and efficiently and save $10 on a Craftsman handheld gas leaf blower, now just $99. And add instant curb appeal and beautiful fall color to your home with three-quart mums, now three for $12. Whatever you need to get a landscape you're proud of this fall, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 9/18. Plan selection varies by location, excludes Alaska, U.S. only.
At AutoZone, we're all about giving you more ways to get more done. Like our free battery testing. If you're having trouble starting your car, come to AutoZone. We'll test your battery for free so you can figure out the problem from the get-go, which means no waste of money on parts you don't need. Wipers starting to squeak? It's probably time for a change. AutoZone has the wiper selection you need to start seeing the road the way you want. Let us help you at more than 5,600 locations nationwide. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASC Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell and Joey Clark.
Boy, soon we're going to have to change that because Joey's got his own show now.
Greg Budell in 84. Michael. Boy, that has a ring to it, Greg. That has a ring to it.
Greg Budell in 84.
But, you know, Greg and Rosie has a ring, too. GNR.
Well,
GNR.
I'm
just shortening
sidekick.
GNR. So, RNG.
So far, I know of two potential Ashleys that could be. So I, if I could find five Ashleys, I could do 5 days a week.
Should be Greg and his ashes?
But then I got Jay Quellen. Because I love when Duncan Tomlinson are here. And they're both such unique personalities.
Bubbly, I would say.
Yeah. But
describes them.
Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
She's
not here.
Not here. Not even in this country. But that's, I can't disclose locations. That would be a violation. Anyway, our most electrifying story, we all remember going through the exhausting Kavanaugh confirmation process. So it comes out today that Christine Blasey Ford did not come forward to try and ruin Brett Kavanaugh's life, to do her civic duty, as she told the Senate Judiciary Committee. According to her attorney, she came forward to put an asterisk on his reputation before he could rule on Roe versus Wade. Now we're learning that Christine Blasey Ford's own father didn't believe a word of her accusations.
Wow.
Her own father supported Kavanaugh at the Supreme Court.
Yes, he did.
Even after his daughter became the face of that leftist, disgusting leftist attempt to smear a guy. And it's, again, he got confirmed, but putting America through all of that nonsense and with fake testimony on something she couldn't even give specific. I know if I had an experience that traumatic, you know me with my memory. I mean, I could tell you the day I saw Gone with the Wind for the first time. I'd certainly remember more about
right.
something that traumatic had it happened to me.
Well, Greg, I mean, my very first memory in my mind is when I was 3 years old and I ran into a door casing at the house and split my head open, and I can still see the door casing. I know that it was painted, it was an almond color. I can see the exact door casing. I could describe it in minute detail because it was that traumatic. I mean,
and you never forget your first door
casing. You can't see the scar now because the wrinkles like have absorbed it. But that's not a wrinkle, that's
a
scar.
Is it more towards the right side of your...
Stop! Greg.
Do I have to handle the mic with you there like I do with Emily and lower it just a little bit.
Well, we're loud in the country.
Biloxi Gambler.
Hey, guys, I got a question.
Yes.
So, Joey, congratulations. But here's the thing. Did you negotiate an apartment in the studio building?
Joey is out of the room at the moment, so I have no idea what remuneration he's getting for.
No, see, Biloxi, I have the apartment in the studio building. Because I just show up whenever I wake up.
Well, so, if he's going to do, I don't know, but maybe he left already. He should have, probably, but he needs some sleep. So
for crying out loud, he's 30 years old. I used to spend 12 hours a day at a radio station. I don't want to hear any violins for that.
That was a long time ago. We barely had radio. You remember, it was telegraph back then. Anyway, listen, 9 to 12. He's going to do 9 to 12 with Jack, which is great.
Yep.
Looking forward to that. Then he's going to do 12 to 3 with Dan. Then he's going to do 3 to 6 with Greg.
No.
And then he's going to do his own show from 6 to 7.
No. This is a promotion for him. So we're going to be looking to do something different with this show.
Greg's looking for a sidekick.
So that'll give him. So he's still going to do 6 to 7 or not? We don't know.
No.
We don't know
what's going to happen
there.
A lot of that stuff hasn't been determined yet.
Oh, okay. I understand.
But I'm actively.
Okay, so he can do the mornings. He can and then still be with Dan a little bit and do the show with Jack and then cut him loose and let him get some sleep.
Those six hours will be more than a full time job. Joey is also a very.
Oh, and he does the weekend. He does the production for the weekend, the land show.
Yeah.
Here comes Joey now.
Okay. Well, anyway, thanks a lot, guys. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right.
Thanks, BJ.
Was
thanks.
He
appreciate it.
He talking about me?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's news
he
talk.
Wondered and I let him know apartment.
That, I let him know that we're not going to tolerate those kind of comments anymore.
Mm-hmm. WJEOY.
No,
apparently.
He was wondering if you had negotiated an apartment inside our building here, so you.
I've got some ideas. I could renovate.
By the way, if you're seriously interested in coming in and sidekicking some afternoon. You can message me through Facebook or GregBudell@AOL.com. And we reached out to a couple of folks to, you know, because you, you've got to get fully into, immersed into your new situation. And as soon as we know and everything is finalized, then we're going to have a big celebration for you at Baumhauer's.
Awesome.
And I will buy you a cocktail.
Oh, really?
I'm thinking 42, the peak of human evolution, would be a great sidekick for me.
42.
How old is he again?
He's 13.
That would be interesting.
Going on he might be 70.
Little, no, he might be a little too old for this show.
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
See, he's that's already how, past that.
That's you know that's how old he was when you met him, because we had a birthday party at Downtown's Baumhauer's on his 9th birthday. And that was the tagline when you were giving out the little gifts and stuff, when you had the little gift bag down there. That's how long we've been hanging out together.
Holy
that's been
cow.
A long time ago.
I mean, that's where I married Mrs. Ritterbum, and that's 5.5 years already.
Yeah, you had just barely been married.
That, yeah, that's shocking. It goes by quick. At 4:56, before we take our final look at the roads for this hour, as Rosie in 84 and Joey, who has had a real week this week, but a week he's worked hard to earn. Let's talk about the CBD store. Your CBD store is the actual name of it. And if you've heard about CBD products, they can help us as humans and pets in a wide variety of ways, with everything from pain to better sleep. But if you have questions about these totally legal non-marijuana products and how they can benefit you in your life, visit your CBD store in the plaza. It's right off Benny Brown Parkway. Just take Chantilly, turn south at the Bojangles, and make your first left right into that plaza. You'll see it on the west side across from the Adams Drugs Renfro location. And Marissa and Laurie are there from Monday through Saturday from 10 till 6 to acquaint you with the SunMed product line. This is all first rate. Again, there is no high in any of this, but it's a benefit to you. And these products work. And we have now had not one but two different dogs who have benefited from the pet treats at your CBD store. Briscoe, who was, I don't know what he did. He sprained his right hind leg and was walking on three legs for a while. So we went over to your CBD store. Marissa gave us the animal treat, bought a bottle of those. And for about a day and a half, Briscoe slept, stayed off the leg. And before the weekend was over, he was on all four again. It was great to see that it was so effective. And he was walking without pain. And my daughter, with her dog Bella, same thing. Visit your CBD store. The specific address is 8852 Minnie Brown Road, right off Chantilly Parkway. Their number is 593-0818, 593-0818. And they are open from Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Traffic at 4:58.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling with you on your Friday afternoon ride home, and we see quite a few accidents. We have an accident out near the airport on the Selma Highway, so if you're headed out that way, be careful. We also have an accident on the South Boulevard at Court Street. We also see an accident on the Eastern Boulevard, and that one is going to be in front of McConnell Honda, and there's another one at the Boulevard and Monticello. If you're on the interstates, everything looks great on I-65. I-85 has a couple of problems for you. There's a slowdown on the northbound side between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway, and we still see a pretty big jam up if you're coming off of I-65 onto 85 north. Be careful there. It's a real slowdown.